USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A major fuel pipeline in the eastern United States has resumed normal operations. Colonial Pipeline announcing on Saturday that they've returned to normal and are delivering millions of gallons per hour to the markets they serve. Just over 13,000 stations were out of fuel on Saturday, a drop of about 3,000 from Friday. That's according to Gas Buddy. Republicans continuing to hammer President Biden over his handling of the Colonial Pipeline hack.
Ineffective week. The one thing that we haven't seen from Joe Biden is a deterrent approach. Is anybody in Russia afraid of hitting us again?
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham speaking there on Fox News. Trader Joe's, Walmart, and Costco have dropped mask mandates for fully vaccinated customers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn introduced legislation seeking to reinstate former President Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy to curb the recent surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. The bill, named the Make the Migrant Protection Protocols Mandatory Act, would require illegal immigrants who cross the southern border illegally to remain in Mexico until their case is heard. Austin Skiro is with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection down in Del Rio, Texas. He shares the latest immigration numbers in his sector.
Our single adult numbers are up almost 450%. Our unaccompanied children numbers are up almost 250%, family units almost 250%. This past April, we caught around 21,000 people here in the Del Rio sector. That's more than we caught the entire first 7 months of last fiscal year.
Sunday is National Barbecue Day, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Tiger King's Joe Exotic has revealed he has prostate cancer.
The former zoo owner took to Twitter on Friday to share his cancer diagnosis and once again pleaded for a pardon from President Biden in the wake of his illness. Exotic, who is 58, was convicted on 17 federal charges of animal abuse and 2 counts of attempted murder for hire in his plot to kill nemesis and big cat rescue owner Carol Baskin in 2019. He was sentenced to 22 years in prison. In his social media post, he said his PSA count came back very high for prostate cancer. He said, "My body is tired. I have lost a tremendous amount of weight, and the mouth sores are out of control. I throw up now more than I eat." He added that he didn't want anyone's pity, but was instead hoping for a pardon from President Biden, Vice President Harris, and the Attorney General. He accused the police and the Department of Justice of corruption. He wrote on Twitter, "Make this right and sign that pardon that Trump left behind so I can go home and get proper medical care and proper food." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Florida theme parks are complying with the CDC mask update. The CDC changing its COVID-19 mask rule on Thursday, saying those fully vaccinated don't need one anymore. Disney saying masks are only optional in common outdoor areas, while at Universal Orlando, masks are only required indoors and on rides. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.